Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at rt.ie. Lina, good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon, Joe.
How are you? You've been living in Ireland for 5 years.
Nearly five years.
You're from China originally. And this scam, this con job, is it primarily aimed at Chinese people?
Well, I don't know. I personally think it's just they are just chancers. They just dial people, and they will talk to people in Chinese.
So, that's a start.
If people answer the call, obviously they understand Chinese, highly likely they are originally from China.
Okay, so you got a phone call last Tuesday around 8 a.m. in the morning. What did this person say?
Well, the person just said that, I had a document in the embassy of China in Ireland. Mm-hmm. And it will be expired. It will be sent to the original place if I didn't go to collect that day. So, I didn't believe them at the beginning. As you know, scam is kind of like a huge thing everywhere. So instead of that, I hung up the phone and I rang the embassy of China in Iran actively. I found their phone number through their official website.
Okay.
And unfortunately, nobody answered the call except the machine and told me, they only answer phone in the afternoon. So I feel like it's okay. I call them later on.
Okay.
And then, after that, you
got a call then, and you thought it was from from the embassy.
Yeah. After that, I received another call and said, "Oh, did you ring us? Did you ring the embassy?" So I didn't know, maybe I wasn't awake or something wrong, and I said yes. I just told them the truth. So I believed them when they rang me the second time, because I did contact the embassy.
And then when you thought it was the embassy, they said there's an important letter for you. Will we open it for you anyway? And when they opened it, these con artists said, "Oh, you're wanted by the Chinese police."
Well, yeah, they said that I had an emergency document there, and I said, okay, I will go to collect. And they said that if I agree, they can open for me to save my time, to say whether to say what's the business, and to say do I need to go to collect the document to save my time, my energy, everything. And I said, of course, I said, okay. So I gave them my permission to open the document. And they told me, I was forced to leave Ireland in 2 hours because I was one of the suspects of economical crime.
Yeah, credit card, yeah.
So, I was like, I didn't know what happened, and I was so sure I was innocent. Of course, I told them. And so a girl talked to me. And so she said, well, if in that case, she said, do you want contact? Because she told me, according to the document was sent by police station in China.
Okay, now, so Lina, I'm way over time, but how did they get money out? How did they try and get money out of you?
Thank God they hadn't. I don't think they took my money, but their way is, firstly, they will try their best to hook people, to hook anyone, to try anyone who answers the call or so. And if the person who answered the call believed, and then they will say, they were involved in a criminal case, economical criminal case. So, of course, those people are innocent, and they will say, oh, no, I wasn't. It wasn't
me. And then they try and get your card number or whatever.
No, they wouldn't be that rash. They would say, okay, just tell them, which bank you have.
Yes, okay.
And your balance. They wouldn't ask your bank card number directly or immediately.
But they have, according to the FBI, they've scammed, this same scam is operating in the United States of America when we looked it up this morning, and they're after scamming a lot of people of a lot of money, and it's aimed again at the Chinese community. So that's a warning to the Chinese community in Ireland to be aware of that scam. The Chinese embassy don't ring you in that sense. Okay, Lina, thanks indeed. Back tomorrow, 1:45, you are my producer, Catherine Thomas, is next.